This is Twit.
Chris Marquardt, our photo guy. It's great to see you. Great to talk to you. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful.
Happy Christmas. Your people invented the Christmas tree, I hear.
Oh, I have no idea. Probably somewhere from
Tannenbaum, Tannenbaum.
We invented a lot of famous Christmas songs, that's for sure.
Yeah. Christmas, you know, the Christmas markets in Germany are so beautiful.
And of course, you have to have Glühwein, which is the mulled wine, the hot mulled wine in the cold snow.
I'm ready. So let's do it. So what do we want to talk about today, Chris?
Well, it has to do with Christmas. It's the time of year when you want to spend a little bit maybe on the photo geek in your life and give him a little bit for Christmas. And I went out and looked at a few products that I would like to just quickly talk about. They range from $16 to $210. So it's all just, you don't have to cash in your Bitcoins. It's not a lot.
Let's do it.
They're all stuff that I either own or I was impressed by. The first thing I find really interesting, and that's only $16. You've been on ships and you've taken photos with your smartphone.
Yes.
Have you ever been afraid that it might slip from your hand and end up in the water?
Well, every time.
You get this, you develop this vice grip around your phone.
I need this because I'm going on a sailboat in a week in the middle of the Caribbean, and I'm going to bring my... Tell me.
All right. It's by Black Rapid. It's called the Wander, W-A-N-D-E-R. And it's a carrying case that has an attachment for a wrist strap. So you can use your phone, and if you drop it, it doesn't fall in the water. I've seen a phone go in the water on one of my photo tours, and it's not a nice sight.
Not a pretty sight, no.
Yeah. So this is something that, yeah, it works, and it's about $16. The next one, let's go up in the $50 range, and it's a little light that I have and that I use every now and then. It's a little mobile LED light that has a battery built in, and it's by a company called Aputure, A-P-U-T-U-R-E. It's the ALM9, and it's a pocket-sized light source with LEDs. It has 9 steps of brightness. It has an integrated lithium-ion battery. It runs on full brightness over 1.5 hours. You can put it on your camera. You can put it on a little tripod. It is daylight balanced, and you can put a little... it comes with an orange gel that you can put in front of it.
So if I'm in a dark room, I put this on the camera, is it kind of for video more, or is it... It's not a flash.
Well, I use it, for example, for tiny products that I want to shoot, some product photography, or I want to add a bit of light to a portrait, then I might hold a camera in my right hand and hold that light in my left hand and just light that person.
It's
this
more
way.
Like a fill light than a flash.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Cool.
Then if you're into video, here is a product called the Rat Rig, RATRIG. It's a slider. Now, what is a slider? A slider is something that is used in video production. It's a thing that you put your camera on, and then you can move the camera sideways, and you get this little parallax motion that makes it just increases the production quality of your video. And normally those are quite expensive. The Rat Rig, the 14-inch version, which I have and I use, and it's very, very short and very lightweight. It's also very wallet friendly. It's about $90. I've seen it for about $90. What I really like about it is that it doesn't. Well, there are two different kinds of sliders. There are the ones that glide on a special pad where the camera glides, and then there are those that use ball bearings, that use little Mylar wheels and ball bearings. And this is one of those. It's much, much smoother than the gliding ones. And you can put it on a tripod. You can get accessories, like put legs on it.
Is it motorized, or do you push it with your fingers?
You push it with your fingers, but you can add a motor to it. There's an additional kit that has a motor. But for normal video use, you don't even need that motor.
Interesting.
So that would be around 90.
We use a slider in the studio for video shooting, and it's a nice, nice thing, yeah.
And this one is so affordable, and the quality is really good. Yeah. I really like it. I use it whenever I do video. I will get this out and put it on a tripod and then just slightly move the camera, and that just adds that little bit to production.
Good.
$100. A printer, a small printer by Canon called the Selfie, S-E-L-P-H-Y.
None of these things are spelled normally. This is going to be very hard for James to write down. All right. The Selfie.
Now the Selfie, the model I was looking at was the CP1300. It's a compact little printer. It prints postcard-sized photos. I think that you can even get postcard templates for it that have the lines and everything on the back.
It's so cute. Postcards. It's so cute.
And there are a couple of interesting things about it. I use it on workshops. Like we have that printer out and people can print their stuff and it doesn't use ink or any weird thing. It uses what's called thermotransfer printing. So you get a really good quality out of it that is instantly it's like a professional print. It's glossy. It feels good. It doesn't look like it was on weird paper or anything.
How much per print?
Well, under 30 cents, usually in the 26 to 27 cents.
That's not bad at all.
It's not bad at all. And you get the boxes of like over 100 sheets of paper with the cartridge with the ink or the system that it uses. So you always have the right amount of ink, the right amount of paper. It's not like you run out of yellow and then you have to buy yellow and then you run out of blue. And it's all the things pretty much in one package. And I love it. It's wireless, so you can hook it up to your Wi-Fi. You can print, if your camera supports it, you can print direct from the camera. It has a built-in card reader. So it is just one of those things that's a no-brainer to have.
Oh, I'm going to make this a Christmas present. I like this. Okay.
The photographer, you give it to, like it too.
Don't say anything. Yeah. Okay. What else? This is great.
Last but not least, this is a roughly $210 item. You know the Instax, the Fuji Instax format, which is like Polaroid. It's an instant film. And normally the cameras just take a picture, the Instax photo comes out, and then you can watch it develop. And it's pretty popular. I think it's Fuji's biggest seller for the last couple of years, has been selling like hotcakes. Now, there is one model, and it's a bit more expensive, as I said, over $200. And it's called the Instax Square SQ10 Hybrid Instant Camera. And that is a digital camera with a built-in Instax printer, pretty much.
Oh,
so
wow.
The place I saw this first was when I was actually in Bhutan. One of our participants, Olaf, the German participant, brought this camera. And it's like all these Instax cameras. It's big and it looks kind of funny. But what he did was so amazing. He took pictures of the locals and like people working in a field and handed them their pictures like half a minute after he took the picture.
See, that's what's so cool, right?
But it's a digital camera, so he still has those pictures.
Is it a decent digital camera?
Well, it's good. It's okay. It's not like your 5D Mark IV.
Chris, thank you. You have done so much to help me with my shopping list. I bought three of those things. Chris Marquardt, discoverthetopfloor.com. We'll put all of these in the show notes at techguylabs.com. Thank you, Chris. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.